Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is David Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 1/25/1935. Date of service is 4/16/2025. Mr. Roberts is a very pleasant 90-year-old male with history of severe aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR, history of atrial fibrillation, status post-Watchman procedure, history of chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, high blood pressure, hyperlipidemia, history of spontaneous left perinephric hematoma, history of tremor, history of peripheral neuropathy, and history of CVA. Presented to the emergency room after he suffered a fall. He recently had TAVR for non-rheumatic aortic stenosis. He was discharged home after the procedure, was doing well, was taking aspirin and Plavix. He was also started on amlodipine. Patient present to the hospital with the unwitnessed fall at home. Patient has been very confused, did not recognize his son, which is unusual. While in the ER, he had returned to his baseline mental status and stated that he tripped over a chair. Well, he was complaining of pain in the left arm and right knee. He was seen in the emergency room. Vitals were stable. COVID, flu, and RSV testing were negative. CT head and spine, as well as CT abdomen, chest, abdomen, and pelvis, showed a right buttock hematoma. Otherwise, no other acute findings. X-ray of the shoulder, elbow, and knee did not show any acute fracture. Patient was given IV fluids, made to the hospital, was being monitored, was seen by physical therapy. He was doing better. His pain has improved. Labs were stable. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he's sitting up in his chair. He says that he's feeling better. He denies complaints of feeling weak. He denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for severe aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR, history of hypertension, history of hyperlipidemia, history of essential tremor, history of degenerative joint disease, history of permanent atrial fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy, history of melanoma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of CVA, and history of tension headaches. Past surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization, left atrial appendage closure, cataract surgery, prostatectomy, tonsillectomy, transurethral resection of the prostate, Watchman implant, skin biopsy, allergies to penicillin and hydrochlorothiazide, social history. He quit smoking long time ago, more than 40 years. Alcohol, none at present. Current medications reviewed and as documented in HR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He does have history of atrial fibrillation, history of severe aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR, history of congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. respiratory system, is there any cough, is there any shortness of breath, is there any pain with deep inspiration or history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal or complaints of abdominal pain, is there any nausea, no vomiting, is there any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Gastrointestinal, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, does have history of BPH, status post-transurethral resection of the prostate, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, all of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart as soon as two was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2 slash 6, left lymph nodes was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, fall. Next, history of acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, history of severe aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR. Next, permanent atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor his progress, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with physical and occupational therapy, try to continue with exercises, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Barbara Horvath, H-O-R-V-A-T-H. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 1/29/1938. Date of service is 4/21/2025. Ms. Horvath is a very pleasant ...87-year-old female who presented to the emergency room for episode of fall, patient with history of dementia, degenerative joint disease, diabetes mellitus, history of Parkinson's disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Was seen in the emergency room. CT of the lower extremities was done. We did show chronic appearing osseous remodeling of the medial tibial plateau and marked anterior subluxation. She does have history of previous fracture of the tibial plateau. X-ray otherwise so unremarkable. CT head and spine showed no evidence of acute intracranial abnormality or any traumatic malalignment or fracture. Patient was given fluids, was monitored. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she says that she's feeling well. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus, next degenerative joint disease, next anxiety slight depression, next dementia, next DJD, next Parkinson's disease, past surgical history, unknown, social history, smoking, non-alcohol, none, allergies to sulfa antibiotics. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, didn't have any heaviness or pressure sensation, didn't have any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, didn't have any cough, didn't have any shortness of breath, didn't have any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, didn't have any nausea, no vomiting, didn't have any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. In her urinary, no complaints, neurological, she does have history of dementia, no history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal run and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Right knee with knee brace in place. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological again, patient awake but presently confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression number one, fall. Next, right knee pain. Next, history of tibial plateau fracture. Next, dementia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Larry Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y,